diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point IQ tip and he states black is black. Welcome, bienvenue. You know what? We could do better than that. Welcome, bienvenue. I know episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lebanon. That's right. Sit the fuck down. All right, okay. No, that's cool. All right, okay. Calm down. All right, okay. Woo, yes. I am so feeling myself right now. Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this date, April 16, 2024. Ooh, 4 days away from Easter. Fuck Easter, 420. 4 days away from 420. Do the math. Today's episode is still and will always be rated R and F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast may not be for you. Okay, continuing with that same energy, I'm going to ask all you listeners out there who I consider to be the heartbeat of this thing of ours, all y'all, I want you to stand up, stop what you're doing, stand up, and applaud yourself. Your beautiful selves. And if this happens to be your first time listening to this podcast, then you gotta fight. Oh, sorry, that's Fight Club. No, welcome. I want you to feel welcome. Yay! Pretend like this is the first step in a recovery program, as in this is like the most important step. And, you know, that's not true. Okay, no, here's my hope is that I say something throughout this episode that resonates. It allows us to make history. All right. Okay. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website. ShutUpPodcast401 at gmail.com is the email address. Don't want to get the two confused. All right. In today's episode titled 257, the working title right now is The Guy on the Podcast or The Guy Behind This Microphone. But I talk about a recent thought I had about the guy behind the microphone and how I don't stand up for him. Okay? All right. I will elaborate when we get to feature thought. But before we get to feature thought, for those of you who are new, we're going to do some quote and some randomness. Okay? Right after this. Yeah, I'm kind of fired up. Oh my God, I managed to fire up my own self. But before I start with the program, I got to start bitching about how it's the midweek. It's the middle of the week. Sure, it's a four-day work week, but still, I got to bitch about the fact that I've been working, slaving all day, and cooking for you kids, and y'all don't give a fuck. Sorry, I don't know why. I like to be the angry parent, the bitter angry parent who thinks they got shitty kids. I don't know. I feel the need to play that role every Wednesday, midweek recording. But not that I got that out of my system. First item is, I just realized that on my list of hobbies or my identity is I'm going to start adding podcaster and digital tinkerer. Tinkerer. Is that the word? Tinker. Something about that word, tinker. Hold on a second. I'm not going to say that around. Either way, I'm going to get beat up. A tinkerer is a person who enjoys fixing, experimenting with, and generally messing around with machines and parts, often with a degree of amateur skill. They are essentially hands-on, curious individuals who like to explore and understand how things work. Been like that. Holy shit. The term can also refer to an unskilled person who tries to repair or mend something, often with limited success. Hey, who are you calling stupid? Anyway, yeah, okay, digital and tinker. And the term came up. Well, okay, yeah, I cheated. I used AI to find that out. And it came after realizing how much I was enjoying coming up with ways to automate the way I produce an episode. I'm not just produce an episode, but prepare for an episode. You know, I come up with an idea, I write an agenda, and blah, blah, blah. And then it hit me. I'm like, hey, I can automate some of this shit. Habit I got from work. And basically, it just gave me an excuse to, like, explore different programming languages or different technologies out there and use AI and give me a reason to be curious, to reward my curiosity. And, yeah, and I was enjoying doing that, back and forth for reading, learning stuff and shit like that. And then I asked this AI tool to be like, hey, if I were to describe this shit as a hobby, what would you call it? And it came up with, well, I came up with a list, but the one that caught my eye was digital tinkerer. Tinkerer. I don't know if I'm tinkerer. Let me see. Come on, tinkerer. I forgot. I said tinkerer translated. Translate in Spanish. Fuck that. In French. Oh, no disrespect to the French, to the Spanish. I mean, it's all white man language to me. A bricoleur. I like that. A tinkerer. Okay, a digital bricoleur. I think I like that. AKA B Black, le digital, le bricoleur numérique. Nah, the digital bricoleur. I like that. Tinkerer. Because tinkerer, I feel like, what's that little fairy called there in Peter Pan? Pixie Dust Lady. I don't remember seeing Peter Pan. Was that her name? Characters in Peter Pan. Wow. There's a lot of books. Tinkerbell. Now I know why it's getting to me because... Okay, sorry. Shout out to people with podcasts who laugh at their own jokes. All right. Because I'm thinking of... I'm thinking of Trees Company. you kids don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but Trees Company and Jack Tripper, the character on Trees Company, he had to pretend to be gay because I wasn't clear on the reason for it, but he had two female roommates and he had to pretend to be gay so the landlord didn't think there was an orgy going on. I don't know, but the point is, I kept calling him a Tinkerbell, which is offensive. All right, hold on a second. It was a derogatory term for, it was still funny. yeah. Back then, homophobia was like, I'm not bragging. It's like, I feel like a white person bragging about, yeah, back then we said nigger regularly, and y'all took it, and we found that entertaining. Yeah, I know, I get it. But I'm not here to change the topic. But look, fuck, safe space for my thought. All right, so, it's Tinkerer. All right, fine. I'll be an adult and call myself a digital tinkerer. Fuck it. A digital Tinkerbell, all right? Fine, thug life. I'm a digital Tinkerbell. My point is, I'm hoping to use those labels to pick up chicks, because chicks dig podcasters and digital Tinkerbells. All right, that's going to be fucked up. I'm walking down the street, it's like, hey! Digital Tinkerbell. I gotta punch you. I mean, all right, whatever. J'ai bien rigolé. This shit made me laugh. Okay. All right. Next item. I'm gonna put this under church ratchetness. Cause I have a segment that I just dedicate to talking shit about the church, and I called it church ratchetness. Church Trashiness, which I know a lot of you from the podcast, from the Black Eyed Tips community are probably wondering, hey, man, did you just steal their item? I'm like, no, because they talk about swords. I talk about the church. And they're McDonald's, I'm McDowell's. Quit confusing the two. All right, okay. And, this one is not, it's no, really. Okay, look, I just said Church Trashiness just to be able to, you know, to say that I have a segment. But this item is more like, I can get down with this sermon. I think this is all I'm getting at. I could get down with the sermon. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Before I play that clip, I tell you what, we're going to do something different, right? Well, okay, because I just remembered that I forgot to do quotes. It's called quotes and randomness. Usually I do quotes first and then randomness. But now, because it's my goddamn podcast, which, by the way, I'm going to trademark this as one of the saying on my podcast, my goddamn podcast. Today, just for today, you're lucky, kids. We're going to do randomness and then quotes. Here's hoping I remember. Okay. Because I'm going senile, kids. All right. Yes. So I can get down with this sermon that goes like this. By the way, happy early Easter for some of y'all.
Y'all make it tough for us to do the formal thing. Mm-mm. And I'm all right with it because I got a feeling there's not going to be a whole lot of formality when we get to heaven.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm going to spend the first 1,000,000 years just bucking. Just 100%. There is no reason why I should have made it. But the God that took me up and changed my life and turned me around brought me to this place.
Yo, okay, well, that changes everything. Yeah, Biggie, you need to sit down when I die. Fuck it, I want to go to hell. Look, if there's some fucking going on in heaven, then I'm going to put an effort. I'm going to be showing up to church. I'm going to be putting money into tithes. I'm just saying, man. Think about it. Pussy in the kingdom of heaven? What the fuck? Afterlife pussy, man. Think about it. Afterlife pussy. I guess, but that is if you believe in you know, in afterlife. But if there is one, look, all I'm saying is these pastors fucked up. If there's some fucking going on in heaven, that's what you should be preaching about. That's all I'm saying. Fuck this Grime and Grinstone, whatever. Yeah, man. Holy shit. I'll go to that church. I'll go to that church. I might even commit terrorist acts. 72 virgins? No, I want 72 whores. Whores. All right, okay. Okay. I don't have a lot for randomness, but I reminded myself. Quotes. I haven't done quotes yet. Okay, so this is funny. I guess I'm not going to play this well, but the links are in the show notes. And I'll just play this first few seconds of the clip. You can watch the rest, right? But here, the caption goes, guy leaves kid in the car while he goes to see an escort. The mom shows up. All right, okay? And this is the poor lady on her car realizing that the man that she's with ain't shit.
He agreed to pay her for... And he was going to go inside one of these rooms and receive the... He was going to leave your son in the car while it happened.
Just so you know, we have to call DCF as well. They have to be notified that we've taken temporary custody of your shot child.
Please.
This is what happens. Your daddy's just...
All right, okay. Yeah, I'll let you watch it. Yeah, you know what? It's a sad story. Yeah, I think I mainly saved this story because I was going to write in the comment. I didn't write in the comment section, but I like to use this podcast as my comment section. I'm looking at this poor lady, realizing that her man ain't shit. The father of her children? Is that who he is? Did I miss that? Yeah, your daddy. Okay. Either it's her boyfriend or whatever, but this asshole was about to... Hey, look, man, I pass no judgment, right? You pay for sex, that's your business, you know what I mean? I mean, you should save that money when you get to heaven. All right, okay. Sorry. grow the fuck up, B-Black. sorry. Out of everything that crossed my mind, it's just looking at this poor woman, and my first thought is... I'm just saying you can do better. Yeah, I guess for those who weren't able to decode that, that was my attempt at singing Drake song, Marvin Room. I don't know, it's something about that verse. I'm just saying you can do better. You know, maybe I should pay attention to the chord. Hold on, what does he say? Marvin's Room. I'm just going to... read that verse. Drake. By the way, I think this is the first time in a while I've said Drake's name and not in a negative way. Hey, look, Team Kendrick. Sorry, man. Yo, fuck. Fuck you thinking dissing Pac. Yeah, the line goes, the chorus goes, cups of the rosé, bitches on my old phone. I should call go on. Okay, no, it goes, fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the, no, okay, excuse me. Fuck that nigga that you love so bad. It's my goddamn podcast, gang. I know you still thinking about the time we had. I say, fuck that nigga. Oh, set you up. I know he's not around. Okay, sorry. This is the post credit. Are you drunk right now? I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? Yeah, I know I'm distracted. Okay, goes. He actually implied that he himself is better only because he is drunk. He is not saying her boyfriend is a bad boyfriend, as earlier stated in the lyrics. He is implying that her current guy isn't bad, just that he's better. Oh, wow. Well, I'm saying that poor girl. I guess shout out to all the ladies out there. Not shout out. I mean shout out. But my heart goes out to all the ladies out there unable to realize that they could do better. I guess I could say that about men, too. Yeah, I guess I could say that about men, too. But for at this particular moment, I don't know. That scene, just looking at this poor woman. Oh, by the way, the next scene is this woman, like, angry. They show this before she's, like, accepting that, I am fucked. What the fuck am I dating this piece of shit? It's like she's angry at the cops. I'm like, fuck are you doing? I can't drive. I need this guy. Whatever. Yeah, man. But anyway, I'm victim of love, man. I'm going to say victim of love. Was it love or codependency? Look, I just feel bad for the woman, all right? Okay. All right, like I promised, let's do some quotes. Let's start with some quotes, all right? First one goes, sorry, accept criticism, but never accept disrespect. My question to you is, what's the difference? Shout out to my ability. Funny story, I got to share this story is, because, you know, that's what I do on this podcast, is anecdote. I was in the Toastmaster program, and if you've ever tried the Toastmaster program, the first speech you do, it's called a icebreaker, right? And it's just meant to, like exactly, an icebreaker, just whatever. It's your first time doing a speech. Some of you are, like, freaking the fuck out. Some of you are, like, experts at speaking in front of an audience, but you start with the icebreaker. And whatever, man, I've seen, like, all kinds. I've seen, like, wow, you impressed the fuck out of me. I've seen, like, folks who English is their fifth language and wow. And it's not their best language. But whatever, it's the icebreaker. And as a group, you, like, support it. Anyways, I did my icebreaker. And one rule about icebreaker, usually you don't, when you give feedback, you don't criticize. You don't. Hey, area of improvement. You could have done this better, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You don't do that because, like I said, it's their first fucking speech. Anyways, the guy who did my speech, who evaluated my speech, okay, I guess I should mention that. When you do a speech at Toastmaster, you have someone who gives you feedback on the speech. And the point of feedback, and I love this, is to inspire you to do another speech, to try to do it again. But, you know, some people are better at it than others, right? I got one guy who wasn't that good at it. It's my first speech, and this motherfucker, usually, again, first speech, go easy on the fucking guy. Yo, this motherfucker hit me with 3 points areas of improvement. And I remember I wanted to, like, strangle this motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck? You and your mom. Of course, I didn't say that, but I remember I was enraged. And then it hit me. It took me a while to understand this, right? But if this was a movie, I'd be saying, like, and then it was the moment that I realized I don't handle criticism too well. Like, when it came to public speaking, I was good at it, getting in front of that stage. But my challenge was accepting criticism. They try to avoid the word criticism in constructive criticism, but essentially use the word area of improvement. Did you could have done differently. But yeah, anyways, long anecdote to say that, yeah, man, you call it criticism, I call it disrespect. It's reasons like that I wish I was a dictator, like King Jong-un. And I'm like, oh, wow, you didn't like my speech? Off with his head. You know what I mean? What's that? I come too fast. Off with her head. You know what I mean? I want to be that guy. You know what I mean? I okay. You know what I mean? It's like, no, I'm not sensitive. You're the motherfucker who's got to watch what they're... You got to stop the fuck they're saying. All right, okay. All right, okay. Okay, next. I keep forgetting. There's more items to talk about on this episode. But I'm actually... Because I think... Okay, you know what? Because I'm about to say feature thought is likely going to be short. So, Spamo Tans too. I'm just saying you can do better. All right. Next one. It goes... People demand freedom of speech as a compensation for the freedom of thought, which they seldom use. Wow. Shout out to, God damn it, Soren Kierkegaard. He's got one of those European names where the alphabet is outside of the 26 letters that I'm familiar with. So if I'm pronouncing it like crazy, it goes Soren Kierkegaard. Let me see who's Soren Kierkegaard for make sure he's not some racist white person. Hey, look, man. Fuck it, man. Look, you did it to yourself, white people. I have gotten into the habit of, Danish theologian, philosopher. Oh, yeah, he said nigger. Soren. Nah, sorry. I usually shout out to Denmark. Yeah, he owned a slave ship. Copenhagen. Yeah. Place of burial. All right. That's my new thing there. Anytime I write a quote, I read a quote by a white person, I Google their name and their word racist. Was Kierkegaard racist? Aw, man. I'm not reading this. Silence on slavery. Okay. Oh, man. See, it broke my heart. I should read the whole thing. There's someone probably out there. No, no. Hold on. He's related to John Brown. Okay. But still. It's the message. It's the message, not the messenger. All right. Okay. Did I mention fuck Whitey? Okay. But yeah. You got to be used to that by now. Okay. Last quote goes. Oh, and it's very important because it's connected to what I'm about to talk about. Courage is being yourself every day in a world that tells you to be someone else. Wow. Amen. Amen. Shout out to all you courageous folks out there. You have no idea how much I have an admiration for you folks, but I mean, if you've been listening to this podcast, y'all my heroes. All right. On that note, this concludes, quotes and randomness. Now let's get to what you paid for. I didn't pay shit yet. You know what I mean? All right. Let's do let's feature thought. But before we do that, let's take a quick break. All right, and I'm back. You know, I'm starting to think maybe it's kind of useless saying I'm back. Because I actually, when I edit this, I actually do take a break. I just walk around, think about my future thought, process the thoughts and some shit like that. Or go out there and tinkle, because I'm a Tinkerbell. Digital Tinkerer. And whatever. My point is, I actually do take a break. So when I say I'm back, I know to you it's like, sounds like you've been here. But I'm giving you all this explanation so you won't think I'm weird, but which is kind of defies the purpose of this podcast. Let them think you're weird. Okay. All right. How should I start this? Oh, right. Okay. This next... Today's feature thought was inspired by two things. Actually, it was inspired by one, and at the end of this podcast, I'm going to play what really said, okay, you need to talk about this. You're on to something. Before I get the feature thought, I want to shout out to myself, but when I have a moment when I'm thinking about, there's moments where I'm like, I don't know, I'm going to talk about this next podcast, and I had a realization that there's no such thing as not knowing what you want to talk about. It's not you don't know, it's whether you want to talk about. Like, there's always something illegal. Like, I'm always thinking about something. My mind is like, that's what this podcast is for. I try to like give life to some of these thoughts that's like scrolling in my head. And I remember when I got to this thought, when I decided to go with this thought, it's like I was playing with, I was going to say with the Rolodex, but just flipping a coin or like juggling ideas. I'm like, yep, fuck it. Let's just go with that one. I think what I'm grateful for is, A, I didn't stay stuck in the indecisiveness. I didn't like, I'm happy on the way I picked this thought. And like I said, it's the last clip, the last part that I'm going to put, that I'm going to talk, when I'm done with the feature thought, the last thing I'm going to talk about the second thing that inspired this thought. But it was less about the fact that inspired it. It was more like, yes, you're onto something. Like, I might make this into a poem or something. I'm going to, a thesis, but I'm going to go somewhere with this idea. And it came, okay. So let's just start from the beginning. What inspired this thought? It was, my intro is, I was reconnecting with an old friend, a childhood friend. You become an adult, everyone goes their separate ways, but I was reconnecting. We haven't talked in a long time. We're all like, I've known this dude. We were kids, 5 years old. I mean, like kids. I even have memories. So some of my early memories as a human being involved this person. And we were reconnecting. And I remember he asked the question, so, what's you? How you been? What's up? Right? And remember, like, you know, we're joy, happy, and everything. Yeah, whatever, blah, 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 and everything like that, right? But I should mention that, you know, I say friend, but, yo, it's because in Haitian culture, like, we're cousins. Like, we call each other cousins. But we were reconnecting. And when he said, what's new with you? And I remember there was a moment of, do I tell him about therapy? Do I tell him about this podcast? And it had me, in that moment, I was ashamed of, stop, don't tell him about the podcast, don't tell him about this. Now, don't get me wrong, there are certain people that, you know, it's, you keep your guards up. There's certain people that you don't reveal your full self. There's some people that, you know. But in this particular moment, I was like, I don't think you're going to fully like who I am now. So I was just giving like little bits and pieces, whatever. I didn't think into like just changes in my life. And I think one of my favorite is, because there's certain things we had in common, like not being married and not having kids, or not looking to get married. The reason I could do another episode about our reasons not wanting to get married or finding the love of your life anymore. But whatever, we were reconnecting. But the part where I held back was the parts that I consider real. Needless to say, I said the real, okay, let me focus on the contradiction. But it's like I had an outer body experience, and I was thinking about the guy behind this microphone, the guy you're listening to on this podcast. And I say this guy is the version of me behind this podcast. I think it's normal. I don't know. Maybe and for some of you, this is going to sound weird. I'm going to say, maybe there are people out there, actually, and I know there are, who they are at home is who they are in public. Good for you. Like I said, man, courage is being yourself in a world that tells you to be someone else. I grew up believing life was all about being someone else. Fuck your desires. It's all about what the people outside want from you. I said I grew up, but I mean, it's that's the path that I ended up being on. I'm trying to say that in a way that I don't blame the people who raised me for what I've become. I'm saying choices were made. Slavery was a choice, though. No, I'm saying choices were made, and I went down the path a lot of us take, and that's believing that, okay, whatever the world wants you to be, that's who you have to be. Again, having discussions that I wouldn't feel comfortable having out loud. So I had an outer body experience, and I was thinking about the guy behind the microphone and realizing that, oh, you're not standing up for him. You're not willing to stand up for that guy. And part of the reason is because it's just been a natural habit of treating myself like a child, like my inner self, like the real version of Be Black, Be Myself and I. Real version of Be Black that's on the inside, the one that I repress, the one that I hide. I treat him like a child. I feel like a child who's like, I'm hungry, shut the fuck up. You're embarrassing. You're going to embarrass us in front of these people. I'm cold. Shut the fuck up. I'm scared. Shut the fuck up. People don't think we're pussies. I got so used to just repressing. It's like instinct. Repressing my desires, wants, needs, whatever the fuck, to accommodate. To protect myself. To protect both of us from this hostile world, to not get on people's bad sides. I was thinking about how this. I was in the office today, and there just happened to be an attractive woman sitting behind me. You know what? It's less the fact about. I say attractive woman. It's less because that's younger me would see it that way. It was less about the fact that she's attractive. I see a lot of attractive women, but in this particular case, there was something about her that made me want to, hey, what's up? Just like they say, just go talk to her. Not spit games, but there's something about her that made just me curious. And here's the thing is, I grew up, I developed the habit of, oh, you see an attractive woman? Shut the fuck up. Keep quiet. By the way, name of the podcast is Shut the Fuck Up podcast. Because it's a running theme in my life. As a teenager, I was never the guy who, if I liked the girl, you're crazy. First instinct is, shut the fuck up. Don't say shit. Repress those desires. Why? Because I was protecting myself. At least that's what I was telling myself, from rejection. Because at the time, rejection was the worst thing possible. Anyways, I say this because I'm realizing, because I was thinking about this as I was reflecting on this theme, what I was going to talk about in this podcast, and just catching myself. I was like, oh, you're doing it again. And I'm not going to say this doesn't end with a happy ending that I went to go talk to her. It's rather, you know, it's again, I'm in work context. But it was more recognizing the behaviors, the instinct, the desire to be like, there's a part of me that's like, hey, who's that girl? Hey, shut the fuck up, man. And oh yeah. And I had gotten so good at even when that happens, I even went as far as not even acknowledging this woman's, like I could see her, but I made sure, poker face, that I didn't betray my, essentially, I went as far as pretending like I wasn't acknowledging her existence. Like, I won't be surprised from her perspective, like, assuming, had she noticed me, I wouldn't be surprised if I came off as, yo, this asshole's rude, what the fuck? What the fuck I do to him? But I was like, again, this is me telling my real self, shut the fuck up, you're gonna embarrass us. Huh. See, I'm trying to link this to the idea of standing up for yourself. I was talking to a friend, flip second example. So I was talking to a friend and explained to them about how I had an incident, because I'm getting better at this, right? And I told them how some dude at work dissed me or did something I didn't like. No, he didn't criticize me, but he just spoke to me in a rude way. And it happened on a Friday, and I spent the weekend reminiscing about it. I was pissed off. I'm like, all this therapy, and you didn't even stand up for yourself? Whatever, man. And on Monday, I finally confronted the dude about it. straightforward. And I remember, like, no, I didn't punch him. I'm just saying, like, yo, dog, don't ever, you know, the last time, the way you talked to me, I didn't appreciate that. You know, all that. I stood up for myself. That's the point. That's what I'm trying to say. Stood up for myself. But I didn't see it that way. But I remember, because I was not used on doing that. After doing it, I was scared as shit. I was nervous. I'm like, I'm going to get fired. These white folks are going fucking, they're going to lynch me. Oh, yo, you don't want to know what goes on. Like, my mind goes from 0 to 100. I fucked up. How dare. I felt like the black man who made eye contact with a white man back in the day. It's like, what the fuck? Are you going to lynch this nigga? Whatever. But I remember being scared, and I was telling a friend about it, and she's like, I was going to say, she's also in therapy, but she's also, like, she's very knowledgeable of this shit, right? But I love, there's something she says. She goes, yo, good for you. Because I was feeling nervous and I was telling how uncomfortable I felt. She said, yo, dude, that's natural. It's normal. But you should, like, give yourself props for finally standing, you know, for finally standing up for someone who never, no one stood up for. Something like that. You stood up for a dude. She called, you stood up for Little B Black, who no one ever stood up for. And she put it in that context of, oh, wow. Yeah, no, you did the right thing. Your inner being was like, yo, fuck that. Well, we gonna tolerate this shit? And I went from shut the fuck up to be like, you know what? You're right. You're right. Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, hold on. Let me translate what you say. Hey, cracker, you fucking talk to me like that. And kupetet bulekai. And that's like some Haitian revolutionary shit right now. Birdhouses cut heads. Standing up for that guy. I'm giving you all this long story because I'm gonna conclude with the realization of this man behind the microphone not only deserves better, but he deserves to exist. See, what's wild is, I guess what I'm saying is, one, he can't just exist while I'm behind this microphone. He can't just. And two, I actually like processed this thought, right? And I'm avoiding using words like what I should be doing. I'm not gonna tell you what you should be doing, but I'm talking for myself. I'm not gonna use the word should because this ain't this because I'd be bullshitting you. You know what I mean? Either do it or don't fucking do it. Yeah, initially when I wrote this is I need to do a better job at, but what I am saying is I have been standing up for him, but because I'm not used to it, I'm like riding a bike for the first time. It takes practice. So what I'm saying is I have been standing up for him, but just not that great at it. See, here's the thing is I'm standing up for himself while also, because I can't just go full blown, allow me to reintroduce myself, honky. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm because there's here, one is there's certain areas where like, yeah, no, you don't get to meet the real me. There's certain times where it just says what it is. We just weren't meant to be. But with someone that you consider close, there shouldn't be a compromise. Did I use the word should? There is no compromise. At least the version of me that I'm trying to be, it's take it or leave it. Me, myself, and I. This is who I am. This is me. This is who I am. Love me or leave me the fuck alone. I guess that's the child. As a child, when you're younger, you crave acceptance. I don't know, you know, maybe some of you were raised better, but you just crave acceptance. You crave validation from other people. And when you become an adult, you're closer to being like, you know what? Fuck the world. This is who I am. Fart. Burp. You don't like me? Fuck you, dude. You win, Whitey. All right. That's it. I'm just reading my notes on everything that I said. Talked about the attractive girl and whatever. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, stop telling yourself shut the fuck up. I guess that's what it is. Right. So, like I said, this conversation was initially inspired. This thought was initially inspired by just a thought I had while reconnecting with an old friend, but it was reinforced by, and I make sure this is like the second part because I'm not gonna play it. But I am going to leave it in the show notes and encourage you to watch it. And it's titled A Short Film About Bree's Transition. And what the story is about is, oh man, it's really powerful, honest, for me, is it starts with a man who says April 14, 2021. Again, watch it for yourself because... I say short film, but it's a clip that you need to experience for yourself. I wouldn't be doing you a favor by just playing the audio. But what I can tell you is it starts with a man. I guess his name's Bree. Her name's Bree. Hold on. It starts with a man, apparently, when you watch it, right? And then April 14, 2021. And saying things. And then... then it's a woman in April 11, 2024 who's responding to that man. And then only to realize that they're the same people. And the woman responding to that man is the real version of that man. The woman responding is the real story. Yo. For some of you, you're not going to understand it, but she did a lot of us a favor by doing this short film because it's a joy. Oh my God, there's a joy in that woman, the way she's speaking, and the not pleasure, not what's the word I want to use, the bliss, the what's the title they use for this clip? It's called. What joy looks like. Yes, the joy this woman is expressing. Because at first you have the man say, I don't know, man. Look, I'm coming out, but I don't think it's a good idea. I don't know. The complication. And she responds with, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. You're doing I love how it starts with doubt and ends with joy. It was powerful, man. Like, I was moved by it. Now, okay, I initially was going to start with this clip, but I'm like, nah, I don't think I'd be doing it a disservice, like, comparing my little, I'm scared to stand up for myself to a woman living her real life. What I am going to say is it's inspiring. It is inspiring because you know that poor woman. No. The woman who's feeling joy, but you know, this awful world has in store for her. And only because she's trying to be herself in a world that keeps telling her to be someone else. You know what I mean? This shit's got to be a poem. I don't know. I got to make a rap. I don't know. I got to do something with this idea of your true self and your fake self. That's the real comparison, your true self and your fake self. Because I've been developing my fake self for a long time and getting rid of him. Getting him out the way is going to be a challenge. This concludes today's episode, gang. I hope you enjoyed hearing it as much as I enjoyed recording it. I think the soundtrack... I'm creating a link for soundtrack, and I think the song for this podcast is going to be De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I, being your authentic self. By the way, this is what this podcast is all about, being your authentic self. If I'm going to collab with people, there we go, I'm finding, okay, that's my target audience. People who are like on a journey to being their authentic self. And or who encourage people to be on their authentic self. That's what it's all about. My authentic self, and I accept that, you know, it's not everyone's cup of tea. I cuss. I make fun of whitey. I don't see you. Some of you white folks are a little fucking, I mean, black people too, a little sensitive about that shit. But that's what I'm about. That's what I'm about. You know what I mean? Website, shutuppodcast.com. Email address, shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. And they're protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu, motherfucker. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question, are you an outcast? This episode was rated R and F, F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey is the African label that's a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. Thank you for listening, and remember, please, please, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.